Welcome to Clearwater County Podcasts, where we discuss topics of interest for residents and businesses of Clearwater County. Today's topic is also related to David Thompson Country Regional Tourism, which is the tourism brand for the town of Rocky Mountain House and Clearwater County.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pratt with Clearwater County and David Thompson Country Regional Tourism. I'm here today with Peter Davies, president of the Rocky ATV Club. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
So, we'll start off the most logical spot. What is the Rocky ATV Club?
Okay, well, the Rocky ATV Club is a club of riders from all over the province. We have members from Calgary to Edmonton to Saskatchewan. We have members from all over the place. And originally, we try to, think in terms of bringing people together so that are doing the same kind of thing. So people have other people they can go riding with, because it's far safer to be in a group
right.
than it is trying to go out there by yourself. We provide, this past year we've done chainsaw courses for doing our trail maintenance. We do all kinds of trail maintenance in Clearwater County. We've done machine maintenance. Lots of people buy all these machines and such, and then they don't really know anything about, how to get it maintained and stuff. So we've had some great partnerships with S5 Power Sports and riders here in town for putting on maintenance nights and things like that. We did first aid course, stop the bleed course, it's all free to members and such. So we look after doing all that kind of stuff. We provide maps, trail GPX tracks, and then I guess we also offer weekend campouts, the poker rally. We have a kids ride coming up on July 4th. We have a kids ride where kids come out and learn how to be safe on their ATVs, whether they be dirt bikes or those little quads or whatever the case is. We set up a little track for them to learn how to ride on and such. So the club itself, yes, we do maintenance, but it's more about bringing people together and participating in a safe environment.
So it sounds like, between the trail maintenance, equipment maintenance, and teaching people how to maintain trails and their equipment and be safe at the same time, you're just, like you said, people getting together, but them having fun in a safe manner and taking care of the trails all at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how often do you get together? I know on social media, I see that somebody's always saying, oh, we're going out riding somewhere this weekend. Does anybody want to join
certainly.
Me?
That's one of the big benefits of the club itself, is that all of these people have now found it easier to say, hey, I'm going to go and ride the rail trail this Saturday. Anyone want to join up and such? And they'll say where they're going to meet, what time they're going to meet, and then it's up to other people if they want to join up and go for that particular type of ride.
Right.
And such. So it's we have almost 8,000 people that are on our Facebook page.
Wow.
And we have just over 300 paid members that that all work together to make off-highway vehicles and such the opportunity that it can be for so many people.
So say to those 8,000 social media followers, there's only 300 paid members for their club. Maybe get a few more.
Well, always looking for more.
So you've mentioned the Nordegg Rail Trail already. What are some of the other trails that you guys concentrate on in Clearwater County?
Well, our mission so far has been to do a lot of the mapping of the trails that are actually out there, because the government isn't really aware of all the trails that are out there. And so we've been taking care of doing all the mapping of, so we did mapping, again, rail trail, the newly formed Meadows Creek Trail System, what we refer to as Rig Street, all of that's been
down near Caroline.
Near Caroline and such. We're doing summer, we're doing all of the trails that are in the campground 752 westward campground area.
Okay, west of
near
Caroline.
Prairie Creek.
Okay.
So we're doing all of the trails, mapping all the trails and surveying the trails as well. So as we ride along, we look, this needs to have some better drainage. It's getting worn down, so we need to make sure that the drainage is taken care of and things like that. So that's been our primary goal over the last few years, is to get all of those mapped and then put forward to the government through the Alberta Off-Highway Vehicle Association. We're members of them, so we give them the information, and they share it with the government as trying to give us the funding and such to be able to maintain and develop the trail so they're safe for everybody.
And so things like waterway crossings, identify where bridges might be needed, mm-hmm. and appropriate culverts and those kind
absolutely.
Of things.
Yeah.
Whole part of that. That's great.
Yeah.
So do you have a specific trail that's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite. Favorite. I think probably right now the Meadows Trail is my favorite because it's accessible to anyone and everyone. It's not a high-tech trail. It's not all about mud and bush winding and all that kind of stuff. It's a pretty wide open kind of trail. But the nice thing from my perspective is that it gives you the opportunity to go down to the North Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. to see the whole gap, to come up, to go up to some of the higher ridges so you can see pretty much forever,
right.
kind of thing. So that trail is probably my favorite, but there's all kinds of my favorites anyway. Going up Ram Mountain has always been a favorite, or Limestone Mountain, where you can get up to a very high point and see
forever.
Yeah, literally forever.
Big view.
It's beautiful. So
one of the things that I appreciate about your club, and whether it's a hiking club or a canoe club in the area, mm-hmm. is how much you take stewardship of the land mm-hmm. seriously.
Absolutely.
I know that your club goes out and enjoying the trails, but you're also picking up garbage and other things that are left behind all the time.
Always.
Trying to make it better for everybody.
Yeah, that's probably one of our proudest things so far has been we won the county stewardship award in 2025. And whenever we're at trade fairs or club events and stuff, we'll have that sign out just to remind people, this is what we do. This is how we go about doing it. Because if people are not respectful of the land, or they're just abusing things, it's a bad name for anyone.
Everybody.
And everyone. We talk many, many times about, here's how you actually operate on a trail. This is what good riders do. Try and frame it that way, so that people that are just starting out at least have the right messaging
right from the start,
right from the get go. Because when I started, I think one of the big things that I saw was people were just being rampant, and just they're going just crazy speeds and just looking like they're just ripping things up. Well, as I've gotten more experience with what's going on, is that I'm seeing less and less of the just ripping it up guys, and I'm seeing a lot more of families that are out taking
three generations things. Making a weekend of it.
Absolutely. When we did a ride for the councilors, we did for the county councilors and the town councilors a couple of weeks ago, and it was nice to see people that have been here forever that had never experienced a rail trail.
Right.
And so it was nice to take them out and show them what it is that we do and how we operate. And more people, as they become members of clubs and such, I'm not seeing, we were talking earlier about the whole, ripping things up and such. That's not us. That's not club members. And I'm sure ourselves or the bike clubs or the canoeing clubs or the horse trail riders and such, that's not those people. Those people join clubs because they are stewards of the land and they do care about what they're doing and such. And so I think it's getting, from my perspective, only been in this a few years in comparison, but it's getting better and better. Because I think the message is getting out there.
Yeah, I think compared to 20 years ago, about time I moved here, people do have different attitudes. I'll also say, even when people are doing things, if they identify that somebody's doing something that's not appropriate, they're willing to bring it up, which I appreciate. I also appreciate your club, along with the Clearwater Trails Initiative, the county, Parks and Forestry. Like, this is not any one club or one organization that is developing and maintaining these trails. It's there's official organizations like Clearwater County and Forestry and Parks that built the rail trail. There's the Clearwater Trails Initiative that have done incredible work down in Rigg Street in the Meadows area. And all of your clubs, including some hiking clubs and so on, they're all taking care of it together, and they're letting each other know the information. If there's a washout someplace or something like that, you let people know so it can be taken care of properly.
A good example of that is last year they were running an ultra marathon in Nordegg. I think they call it the Black Lung
Ultra Marathon. It was in the middle of September.
But when we were doing some surveys of the trails around Nordegg and such, doing the same kind of things, and but we noticed that there was a few sections that they had marked off as being part of their route. And we were going, this isn't safe. So we went in and made sure that the tree limbs were all out of the way and not going to be falling on people or people running into them and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And we just thought, this is their route and their trail and such, but we can make it a little safer here for them. And so we did. It's that kind of cooperation that really is going on more and more. I think we've always had when I started, it seemed like there was the OHV guys and there was the bikes and then there were the horse trail riders. And we'd be in a meeting, and my first meeting that I went to, it was like, we're not talking to those guys. Well, I'm not going to talk to those guys. Yeah. You know, all that kind of stuff. Not anymore. Now it is. This is the area that we're working in. Is there anything that you guys are looking to do in this area? Can we help? What do you need done? Kind of thing. So.
And it's a more efficient use of resources that way too, to have everybody roughly on the same page, at least, as they're working on trails. Now, you've mentioned, we do have a horse trail.
Yeah.
Over 15 trail ride companies in Clearwater County.
Well, yeah.
Some of them doing full-on wagons, which is pretty cool. We've got cyclists. We have OHV riders. We have hikers. So some of these trails, like the Nordegg Rail Trail, was designed very specific for multi-use.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments around sharing the trail and making it good for everybody?
Okay, so one of the things, and I think the counselors will, because it's fresh to them, this is how we operate. So at the beginning of our ride, we have a safety meeting. Here's where we're going. Here are the lead riders. Here are the tail riders. If we have problems, this is how we're going to get it solved. Everybody in our group has a radio. That's one of the things that we make sure in our group rides, because we know that on the trail we are going to meet cyclists, we're going to meet horseback riders, and we're going to meet hikers predominantly. Our basic rules are, if it's a horse, we stop and we turn the engines off and we wait for them to go by.
Don't spook them.
Nothing. We just sit there and nod, say good morning, all that kind of stuff, but the machines and stuff need to be off, that way the riders and the horses can feel safe going across. For cyclists, we come across cyclists all the time. Again, it's a pull over, slow right down. If there's a big group of them, just stop, let them go through. Same kind of thing. We don't necessarily turn the engines off, because it's only the riders that get spooked on that one. So that's what the procedure is for those guys. And then hikers, we'll just pull over, walk past. We make sure that we radio between the whole group that who's coming.
Because you can get strung out a fair ways
you could be.
And so can they.
Oh, yeah. You could easily be a kilometer apart. And so we try and use when it's OHVs approaching each other, the rule of thumb or the etiquette is that the leader will tell how many vehicles are behind him. And so, if we have a group of, we have a group of six, well, I'm the first guy, it's going to be five people that are behind me. And then the next guy is going to go, well, there's four, there's three,
right.
there's two, there's one, I'm the last one. And so that's a procedure that we use for when we're meeting other vehicles, and they communicate to us. Now, if we've got 20, you know, the same kind of thing happens, but we'll let them know, the first one know, okay? No, there's 20 of us and such. And so they can either stop, which often they will do. They'll just stop and let the whole group go by and then carry on their way. So that kind of trail etiquette is what is performed by people that are, you know, knowledgeable about how to right. operate on the trail. You know, I think one of the big concerns is that, you know, people have a concern over the speed at which various vehicles can go. You know, whether it be an OHV, the e-bikes can go.
Yeah, e-bikes can go as fast as the quads,
basically. Just as fast as the quads do and such. But I think there are, you know, the province set out what the speed limit is for the roadways and such as being 50 for OHVs. And so, and there are sections on the rail trail, as an example, that 50 is okay. It's long, straight, there's no big deal. But certainly in any of the winding areas and such, well, first of all, I don't think it's achievable. You know, secondly, you're turning corners. You can't see as far ahead. It's not as safe to try and, you know, it's not a rally road, let's put it that way.
Some of those small switchbacks are pretty tight, too.
Yeah. So, you know, I would say putting on some more signage about slow down on these corners, because you don't have the visibility. And, right. and as you say, some of them, they're hairpin corners. If you're going too quick, that's not safe.
No.
Right? And so I think putting out some more signage, you know, they're just like on the highways, really. We have signage that says, you know, it's a 100K highway, and we have signs to say, well, this is a 60 corner, you know.
Or well, curves coming.
Curves
or
coming, or, yeah, that kind of thing. Because visibility is important, and maintaining control over your vehicle, all of those kinds of things, you know, it's critical to safety. And not just for the OHV people, it's for anybody and everybody that might be out there, kind of thing. So that's kind of where we're at with you know, trying to deal with the speeds and such that are, you know, realistically, if you're over 50 on the rail trail, that's too fast, kind of thing. So,
and especially like it's called a rail trail for a reason, because a huge chunk of it is along the old rail line. Mm-hmm. But you know, back in the day when they built that, they have different standards now.
Well, true enough.
Some of that rail trail is pretty narrow. It's strictly the rail line, and both sides sort of fall away a little bit.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Or you might have a slough or a marsh or something on
well,
one
yeah.
side.
Yeah. I have to commend the county and I guess it would be Prentice Creek Construction on the build that they've put together there. They've paid attention to a lot of the, you know, we're talking about water courses and making sure that the trail is not going to get degraded because of the runoff
right.
and things like that. So I think they've done a very good job of that. But it's also nice that there are some of those areas that are, as you say, they're the standard train gauge width to be riding on. It's kind of a unique experience.
Yeah. Along the old rail ties, so you're bouncing pretty good for a little ways.
Well, you would think that they would take them out and smooth the whole thing. No, no.
It's part of the history.
Well,
of the
area, exactly. Right?
You know, and driving by some of those old coal mine towns, a lot of people aren't familiar that, you know, back in the day, there was a coal mine at Harlech, at Saunders, Alexo, and Werburg, like all of those.
They all had coal mines. And they also had lumber mills. You know, the Phoenix Lumber Mill is another great site that's out there that, you know, if you're walking and hiking, it would take you forever to get out there. Whereas with the trail riders or bike riders or OHVs and such, mm-hmm. you can go and check out some of this old history that we have. There's a number of our members send me information all the time about, oh, we found this at this location, and such.
The pictures on you guys' social media page are fantastic, showing a history of, and some of the stuff is actually, well, so much was built out of concrete for back in the mining days.
Yeah.
It's lasted pretty well.
Yeah. One of the most recent things for me was some of the tunnels that are underneath the rail trail. They're astounding. Are you kidding me? So the trail that's got the 1927 tunnel. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it goes for about, I'm going to say 100 meters, maybe 120 meters underneath the rail trail. It comes out in a valley, and it's just, they did this way back when, and it's still here today in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Pretty good shape. It hasn't collapsed or anything like that. There's all kinds of things out there. We took the counselors into the old Lamoral schoolhouse.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, there's many sites out there. And I think that will probably be one of the things that we maybe coordinate with the county and the provincial government about, okay, we know of these sites and we think that there's a suitable trail that can go in and you can view this site and not, you know, not trash the place. I think that's one of the fears that some of the folks have is that, you know, I know about this place and you know about this place. But if everybody knows about this place, it might be a problem.
And I'm hoping, and I know the province is putting up some more signage, I'm hoping, you know, some of the kiosks that talk about the history of the area, mm-hmm. Basically saying please protect it and don't destroy at the same time. Now, you mentioned you have an event coming in July. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other major events that you hold?
Yeah. So we have a kids ride that comes up July 4th, and then our biggest event is normally the poker rally. We used to just do a camp out, and then everyone was there.
Now you're too big.
It's just people want to do these poker rallies, and of course it was a great fundraiser. So last year we said, let's do a poker rally on the same weekend that we normally do our camp out on. Well, it was a massive success. Like it was far more than we expected. So we're going to do it again, and we're probably going to keep doing it because it is a beautiful site, and we had 200 people participate last year.
Wow.
August, I think it's the Saturday in August, August 8th or 9th. We camp out for the weekend, and we do our thing. We have all kinds of little other trail rides and stuff that go on, and then we have the poker rally on the Saturday, and I'm not sure, we'll probably either go to Hummingbird or somewhere else on the Sunday and make a nice weekend of it.
And everybody enjoys Miner's Cafe pie.
You can't go wrong if you stop for a pie in Nordegg, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's that main trail, the rail trail, so many of you use the Tauntaun Trestle, which is just, I show pictures, I go to trade shows, and I show pictures of that, and people can't believe it even exists. It's just such a beautiful spot. And that's just one, so many people, that's the most recent.
Yeah.
But we have so many places.
There are.
Throughout the county, and I have to give all the kudos and credit to you know your organization, the Bighorn Standing Committee, all these different organizations. Yeah. They're trying to build better trails so they can be more sustainable, more lasting, and provide people with those views and experiences that they're really craving.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head because as we were talking about some of these sites, they need to be protected. Because I think they're history, and probably everybody else thinks they're history. And so by putting in proper trails and proper drainage and such, we'll protect those trails and then thereby hopefully protect the sites that people want to go and see.
And then everybody gets the chance to enjoy it, rather than just a select few that know the secrets.
Yeah. So here's an example of that. I was thinking, okay, so we have the Taunton Bridge that gets built and we are all enjoying it and stuff. And now they've built a parking lot up above.
The viewing area.
Yeah, with steps that come down to it. And at first I was thinking, well, that's kind of cheap. But then I was thinking, that was my selfish part. And then I was thinking, no, you know what? It's impressive. People need to see what we can do when we put our minds together to make things better.
And it's a, you know, beautiful road, beautiful access area, yeah. Great views all the way around.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think one of the county councilors that came on the ride at first seemed, you know, I think he was a little negative on the amount of money that had been spent on either the Taunton Bridge or the rail trail and such. But after having gone and seen it, and seeing how things operate and how many people were there, like on this day that we went, there was probably another 30 people, maybe 40 people, yeah. At the same time we were at the Taunton Bridge doing the same thing,
all enjoying
the views. There was two or three families were having a picnic at the picnic tables. It's a great facility that. And I know that by the end of our ride and such, he was realizing how many tourism dollars comes into our county based on, you know, things like having the rail trail, having the Taunton Bridge, having places to go, you know, all of the other trails that we have available to us. There's a lot of money in that comes into our communities, both Rocky and Nordegg. And Caroline, for that matter, yep. As well, right? All of our communities are benefiting from increased amount of tourism because of, I guess, the investment that goes into making some of these places great places to go to.
So to finish off, is there anything you'd like to say just to the people that might be watching this and sort of a president's closing out message?
I think. The first thing would be get involved with clubs, and it doesn't matter, you know, it's great if you want to be involved with the Rocky ATV Club, we'd love to have you, but if you're a horseback rider, get involved with your clubs. If you're a bike rider, get involved with your clubs, but remember that we're all actually working together here, you know. A lot of it is communication, and I think clubs provide that opportunity for people to get together to go and do these activities that we all love. And it's from my experience so far, we've grown from 20 people to over 300 people.
That's impressive.
That want to do the same thing. So that's kind of cool.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for meeting with me today and talking about your great club.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Perfect timing.